Jana Malapa Kirivarada Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Manachade Yamuna Tera Manachade Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunda Bihare Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunda Bihare Nopi jana balaba kiri varada hoti Nopi jana balaba kiri varada hoti Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vanachade Yamuna Tera Vanachali Jai Ho Radha Madhuva Kunda Bihari Jai Ho Radha Madhuva Kunya Vikhati Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravitakacharya Also Tada Satishi Srivad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivinanda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON, Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Vridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadadha. Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath. Sayamakunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Mathuradam Kijai, Jagadvasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Shrimati Talasi Devi Kijai, Samveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Gol, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarne. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 33rd chapter, text 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Gopyo Bhavachutam Kantam Shriya Ekanta Volabam Grihita Kantyas Tad Dorvyang Agayantyas Tam Vijarire Gopyo Labvachutam Kantahum Shriyaki Kanta Ballabam Grihita Kantyas Tad Dorvyang Gayan chastam vijarate Gopyo labvajutam kantam Shriya hi kanta balabham Grihita kantyasta dorbhyam Gayan chastam vijagrate Gopyo labvachutam gantam Shriyai kanta palavam Grihita kantyastad dorbhyam Gayan chastam vijagrate
Okay.
Okay? Gopyaha. The gopis. Lavva. Having attained. Achutam. The infallible Lord. Kantam. As their lover. Shriyaha. Of the goddess of fortune. Ekanta, the exclusive. Valabham, lover. Grihita, held. Kantyaha, their necks. Tat, his. Dorbhyang, by the arms. Gayantyaha, singing. Tam, about him. Vijagaritre, they took pleasure. Translation. Having attained as their intimate lover, Lord Achyuta, the exclusive consort of the goddess of fortune, the gopis enjoyed great pleasure. They sang his glories as he held their necks with his arms. You can repeat. Having attained as their intimate lover, Lord Achyuta, the exclusive consort of the goddess of fortune, the gopis enjoyed great pleasure. They sang his glories as he held their necks with his arms. So there's no purport by the disciples and followers of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, but there are commentaries by the great acharyas. Right. And before that, let me. Om Gana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshu and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha Gopyo Labdha Chutam Kantang Shriyai Kantabalabam Rihita Kantyas Taddor Vyam Gayantyas Tam Vija Rire. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments. In this way, other gopis also, according to their individual inclinations, enjoyed with Krishna. The wives of Kali has said that Lakshmi performed austerities to attain Krishna, but could not attain him. That's from the Bhagavatam 10.16.36. Uddhava also said that Lakshmi could not get the same mercies the gopis achieved. That's from the Bhagavatam 10.47.60. The Brihad Bhagavatamrita says that Lakshmi, seeing Krishna's beauty, became attracted, performed penances, but could not attain him. From these verses, it must be concluded that Lakshmi did not attain Krishna. Therefore, the phrase Shriya Ekanta Balava cannot mean Krishna who was the dear lover of Lakshmi. Instead, the meaning is as follows. The gopis attaining Krishna, the most desirable Kanta, enjoyed with him with their arms encircling his neck just as Lakshmi enjoys with Narayan, who holds her to his chest. Or the phrase is acceptable if we understand that Krishna is one with Narayan, so therefore his is dearmost. Therefore he is dearmost of Lakshmi. And Jiva Goswami comments, the gopis had attained Achyuta, who does not fail to manifest greatness in his form and qualities. His rareness is described. Lakshmi holds him dearer, Balabham, than the Lord of Vaikuntha. Yad Vanchiya Shriir Lalana Charatapo Vihayakaman Suchidam Drita Vrata. Goddess of fortune performed austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and taking austere vows. Bhagavatam 10.16.36. But she did not attain him. The gopis attained him as their lover, Kantam, or they attained him, their soul beloved, Ekanta, Balavam, who is the object of desire of Lakshmi, Shriya Kantam. Not only did they attain him, but he put his arms around their necks, not able to bear separation from them. In the great bliss of prema, they glorified him and played. Thus they are shown to be greater than Lakshmi. This is also shown by Uddhava. Mayam shionga yun nitanta hrate prasada svajoshitam nalena ganda rucham kutonya. Prasotsavesya bhujananda grihita kanta lobla shisham ya Udakar Raja Vallabhinam. When Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resembled the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to material estimation, Bhagavatam 10:47-60. Sanatan Goswami's commentary, which is very similar. The gopis attain to Chuta, their lover who does not fail to manifest greatness in his form and qualities. His rareness is described. Lakshmi holds him dear, Balabham, or they attain to Chuta, the lover of Lakshmi, and the only dear one, Balabham, of themselves. Having attained him, they were considered greater than Lakshmi. This is shown in the second line. Uddhava says, and actually we did this verse already. When Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor, same translation actually, from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47-60. So let me comment about this. This is actually a very interesting point. And of course, Lakshmi is Radharani's relationship, or the gopis' relationship with Lakshmi is described in different ways. Sometimes in the Brahma Samhita we find Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sambramasi Vimanam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So that's very interesting. So it says thousands or millions of Lakshmis were basically surrounding Krishna in the Brahma Samhita. So here it says Lakshmi doesn't get into the spiritual world. Doesn't get into Goloka Vrindavan, doesn't get into the Rasa dance. So how do you deal with this apparent contradiction? Well, the word Lakshmi, in addition to meaning the consort of Lord Narayan, also means the consort of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it can be taken in a generic sense, too. Just like we see that Radharani is sometimes called Adi Lakshmi, the original Lakshmi. But in another sense, Lakshmi means the consort of Narayan. So this is a very interesting point. So I wanted to talk a little bit about why Lakshmi, the consort of Narayan, cannot enter into the Rasa dance. And I'm going to be reading, obviously, from the Madhya Leela, chapter 9, text 110, beginning with text 110, concerning Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Venkatabhata. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India visiting the Srirangam temple, and he was staying at the house of Venkatabhata for 4 months. Now, those 4 months are called the 4 months of the rainy season, Chaturmasa period. And during that time, sannyasis don't move, and they have to undergo special austerities so that they don't get attached. That's why if a sannyasi stays in one place too much, he gets attached to things. And then, especially if he's young, it's kind of dangerous. Especially if he stays in someone's house and the person has a very young daughter and he just like sees her every day, you know, he's dangerous. So therefore, a sannyasi has to engage in certain austerities. So he stayed 4 months in the house of Venkatabhata, and at the same time we had Gopal Bhatta was there, and Prabhupada Saraswati, the brother of Venkatabhata. So he had this very interesting discussion with Venkatabhata, because Venkatabhata was a devotee in the Lakshmi or Sri Sampradaya. So in the Sri Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi, Narayan, and they chant Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha, which is really interesting. And I was just, this is a side issue, that we know that Sripad Ramanujacharya, the modern head of the Lakshmi Sampradaya, made that mantra available for everybody, right? Because he went on top of the tallest building in the city after he got an initiation, and he said to everybody, please chant this mantra. If you chant this mantra, you're going to be liberated. And everyone began to chant the mantra, and his guru got very upset and said, I told you it was a secret mantra. And Ramanujacharya said, I'm willing to go to hell because I want these people to go back to Godhead. And then his guru, of course, said, you are my guru, and I am your disciple. So, because you've understood the principle of compassion, which is actually the topmost principle in Vaishnavism, you know, love of Krishna, of course, but compassion to give others love of Krishna. So anyway, so there's an interesting phenomena in the Sri Sampradaya. There's actually one group, and I forget the technical name. Mother Ermila will know the technical name, but she's not here. So there's one group of followers of Ramanujacharya who don't let their followers born in non-Brahmin families chant that mantra. This is really interesting. Oh, there she is. See? Speak of the devil. So anyway, so we were just talking about, maybe you can give us the technical name. There's one group of Ramanujacharya's followers, Vedakalai, who don't let their followers, don't let their people, if they're not born in Brahmin families or if they're ladies, chant Om Namo Narayanaya. They can just chant Narayanaya. I'm Narayana. I'm. But I'm is a seed word in the. So it's interesting, isn't it? Even though Ramanujacharya himself, the founder, not the founder Acharya, but the modern day Acharya, the Sri Sampradaya, he actually had everybody chanting Om Namo Narayanaya. It's interesting, isn't it? So, shows how people can really deviate from the founder Acharya. In the same way, oh my God, should I get into it? I might as well, I might as well get into it. In the same way, we have people in the Krishna conscious movement who won't give certain mantras, well, I'm not going to mention which mantras, of the Gayatri Mantra, well, the first mantra, the Brahma Gayatri Mantra, to those who they don't consider to be Brahmins because they're working a job, or they work at the university, or they're ladies, or anyway, somehow or other, he'll give other mantras, but not that first mantra, even though Prabhupada gave that first mantra, which is interesting. And, you know, somehow or other, if one doesn't follow the modern-day Acharya, the founder Acharya, their Sampradaya, there's some break at that particular point with disciplic succession, as far as I understand, as far as the essential items of connection. Essential items, like principles, we call them. Essential items are things that you can't change. You know, details are things that you can change. And essential items are like, what is the adhikar? Sorry about this. I'm getting into the subject matter. But so what is the adhikar for getting the mantra? And what mantras do you give? I mean, those are essential items. So if one doesn't follow that adhikar, when it doesn't follow the founder Acharya, then how is one connected? I mean, what is the connection between the founder Acharya or the modern-day Acharya or the Acharya of your particular branch of the disciplic succession, like we have Srila Prabhupada as our Acharya of ISKCON? What does it mean? What does the connection mean if you don't follow the essential items, isn't it? How can you say, you know, I'm part of the same movement? I mean, everybody can say they're part of a movement, but there has to be some strictures. There has to be some, like, bottom line as to what it means you're part of the movement. That's all. So the mantras that Prabhupada gave and the adhikara, or the right to receive certain mantras, are essential items as far as being part of the, or being connected to Prabhupada's branch. Let's not only say ISKCON. You know, ISKCON is you know, ISKCON is a organization, a corporation, or whatever it is, but being part of Prabhupada's branch of the Sampradaya, that's what it means. I mean, certain things can be adjusted, like, you know, you can adjust the hairstyle, I guess. But other things are essential. Anyway, so that's not really the subject matter of today's class, although I get it. Started to talk about it since we were talking about it last night. So what we're going to talk about right now is the reason that Lakshmi cannot enter into the rasa dance, and then we're going to read from the Madhulila, chapter 9, begin with text 110. We're going to read Lord Chaitanya's conversation with Venkatapata about that subject matter, because Venkatapata was a devotee of Lakshmi Narayan. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this very friendly relationship with Venkatapata. It was actually like a joking relationship. So it also shows that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a well-rounded person. You know, you sometimes picture God or Lord Chaitanya in a stereotypical way. You know, he's just like very, very serious and just telling everyone to chant Hare Krishna and cutting off the head of the atheist or whatever. But here he has like a really nice back and forth loving relationship with Venkatapata. Okay, so let's read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I actually printed it out. Constantly associating with each other, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkatapata gradually developed a friendly relationship. Indeed, sometimes they laughed and joked together. Imagine joking together with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, that's very similar to how Arjuna joked with Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Bhattacharya, "Your worshipful goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayana, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. However, my lord is Lord Sri Krishna, a coward boy who's engaged in tending cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my lord? Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha and for a long time accepted vows and regulated principles and performed unlimited austerities." Now that's very interesting. She had so much happiness. You know, Vaikuntha is just like unlimited happiness. And she said, "I don't want anything to do with that happiness. I just want to associate with Krishna." That's also interesting in regard to the question as to why we fell down into this material world, or why we came to the material world, fell down, chose, whatever word you want to use, is that sometimes we depict in our minds the spiritual world, or Krishna Loka, as being like Disneyland on steroids. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. I talked about this in class. Like where you get Desire Cows, you can get ice cream, and what else would you get from the Desire Cows? Anything you want. It's like Alice's Restaurant, that song from the 1960s. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant, so you can get anything you want at the Vaikuntha Restaurant. Anyways. So sometimes we depict it like that. So how could someone leave such a ecstatic place, Desire Trees, Kalpa Vriksha, that's Kalpa Vriksha, Lakshmi, you know, wow. Walking is dancing, talking is singing, you know, it's like being in a Broadway musical. You know, we project our conception of this life upon the spiritual realm. So obviously, you know, if I was in a place like that, I wouldn't want to leave. But that's not really what the spiritual world is like. It's not like heavenly planets on steroids or Disneyland on steroids without the wait between the rides. It's not like that. It's love. It's loving exchanges. It's not that the people in Goloka Vrindavan are thinking, you know, God, what can I get from this cow today, you know? The cow is like Walmart. Isn't it? Alice's Restaurant, Walmart. So they're not thinking like that. There's a consciousness of love. The external manifestations, or external whatever, that we are so attracted to when we hear about the spiritual world are inconsequential for the people in the spiritual world. In other words, they're not that important. What's important is the pleasure of Krishna, the loving exchanges. And when you're not into loving exchanges, you're not there. You don't get to be there, even though it's, you know, you get all the desire cows and the everything else there. So that's really why people leave the spiritual world, because they don't like the loving exchanges, or they're, you know, they don't want to be part of the loving exchanges, and they're independent. They have free will. That's all. It's a very simple thing, you know, because people ask that question based upon a false conception of what the spiritual world is. Anyway, interesting point. So the point is, Lakshmi left Vaikuntha, where there's unlimited opulence, and she accepted vows for centuries. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "O Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya attained such an opportunity to be touched by the dust of the lotus feet, of your lotus feet. Even the goddess of fortune and the sun performed austerities for centuries, giving up all their desires and observing austere vows. Indeed, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya got such an opportunity." Venkatabhata then said, "Lord Krishna and Lord Narayana are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. Since Krishna and Narayana are the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna does not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna." And of course, he establishes the Siddhanta here, so it's not that Lakshmi was unchaste. But then Lord Chaitanya says, after he establishes the Siddhanta, that Lakshmi was unchaste, he says, "I know there's no fault on the part of the goddess of fortune, but still she could not enter into the rasa dance. When Lord Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the rasa lane, the gopis..." Wait, this is the verse we already read, so I'm just going to skip over it. He establishes that Lakshmi could not enter into the rasa dance. "But can you tell me why the goddess of fortune," he's asking Venkatabhata, "could not enter the rasa dance? The authorities of Vedic knowledge could enter the dance and associate with Krishna. Great sages conquer the mind and senses by practicing mystic yoga and controlling the breath. Thus engage in mystic yoga, they see the super soul in their hearts and ultimately enter into personal Brahman. But even the enemies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead attain that position simply by thinking of the Supreme Lord. However, the damsels of Braja, the gopis, being attracted by the beauty of Krishna, simply wanted to embrace him and his arms, which are like serpents." So having been asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why the goddess of fortune could not enter the rasa dance, whereas the authorities in Vedic knowledge could, Venkatabhata replied, "I cannot enter into the mysteries of this behavior." And then he says, "I am an ordinary human being. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can enlighten us." The Lord replied, "Lord Krishna has a special characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. By following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet known as Rajaloka, Goloka Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. However, in that planet, the inhabitants do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There, someone may accept him as a son, and someone bind him to a grinding mortar. Someone may also accept him as an intimate friend, and attaining victory over him, playfully mount his shoulders. The inhabitants of Brajabhumi know Krishna as the son of Maharaj Nanda, the king of Brajabhumi, and they consider they can have no relationship with the Lord in the rasa, of opulence. One who worships the Lord by following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi attains him in the transcendental planet of Braja, where he is known as the son of Maharaj Nanda." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to those devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. The authorities in the Vedic scripture, who are known as the Shruti Ganas, worshipped Lord Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis and followed in their footsteps, so that's the key. The personified authorities on the Vedic hymns acquired bodies like those of the gopis and took birth in Brajabhumi. In those bodies, they were allowed to enter into the Lord's rasa dance. Lord Krishna belongs to the coward community, and the gopis are the dearmost lovers of Krishna. Although the wives of the denizens of the heavenly planets are most opulent within the material world, neither they nor any other women in the material universe can acquire Krishna's association. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, wanted to enjoy Krishna and at the same time retain her spiritual body in the form of Lakshmi. However, she did not follow in the footsteps of the gopis in her worship of Krishna. Vyasadeva, the supreme authority on Vedic literature, composed the verse beginning, Nayam Chudapo Bhagavan, because no one can enter into the rasa lila dance in any body other than that of a gopi. Before this explanation was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Venkatapata thought that Sri Narayan was the supreme personality of Godhead. And there's another quote here I wanted to read. Actually, I have several quotes about this, but this is a very interesting quote from the Brihad Vamana Purana, where Lord Brahma tells Brigamuni, Shastivarsha sahasrani mayataptam tapapura nandakopa vrajastrinam pada renu palabdihe tatapi namaya praptas tasam vai padunena vaha noivam shivascha cheshascha shishcha tabir samakvachet. I underwent meditation austerities, this is also Lord Brahma, for 60,000 years just to understand the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. Still, I could not understand it. To say nothing of me, even Lord Shiva, Lord Shesha, and the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, could not understand it. It's a very interesting verse. So, the question is, how can we... How can we understand or enter into this particular relationship? Because Prabhupada sometimes says that the goal is to enter into the pleasure dance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So basically, of course, some of us may be Ram Bhaktas. I mean, I understand that. Like, we have Murari Gupta, who is a Ram Bhaktas. You know, some of us may be Ram Bhaktas. That doesn't mean we're less. It's not that we're going to go around telling people, you're just a Ram Bhakta or a Hanuman Bhakta. You're just like useless, hopeless. You're not one of us. Because it's not like that. Everybody has their own perfection. But in general, the devotees in the Krishna conscious movement are aspiring to enter into the understanding of the rasa dance. So, how is that, and how can we achieve that, is the question. So let's look at the process of bhakti yoga. And the process of bhakti yoga starts with vaidhi sadhana. And vaidhi sadhana, sadhana of course means practice, vaidhi means according to rules and regulations. In vaidhi sadhana, you approach the Lord in a very opulent way, you know, at the Lord, in the mood of opulence. Like Prabhupada said, they were worshiping the deities in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan, isn't it? So, and if one simply stays in the Vaidhi Sadhana platform, because this is from the Acharyas, of course, one has to have the Adhikar to progress further, but if one simply stays in the Vaidhi Sadhana platform, following the rules and regulations or the awe and reverence approach to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one goes to Vaikuntha, which is fine. I wouldn't mind going to Vaikuntha. I'm already in Kuntha. So to go to Vaikuntha would be a good idea. But so one has to progress at a certain point to what's called Raghunuga Sadhana. Now, the essential item of Raghunuga Sadhana is not that one dresses up like a gopi or becomes a sahaja or anything like that. It's that one serves the gopis. See, It's not by austerities that one can achieve the position of understanding Krishna's rasa dance or entering into Krishna's intimate pastimes, but one has to serve those who are engaged in Krishna's intimate pastimes. And Raghunuga Sadhanam indicates, or is part of Raghunuga Sadhanam, is that one actually develops a taste for serving a particular eternal resident of Vrindavan, or serving a servant of eternal resident of Vrindavan, and then one actually gets that adhikar for entering into the understanding of Krishna's intimate pastime. So you may say, I'm not ready for that. I'm not certainly not ready for that. So I have a quick way to achieve that. That I'm serving an eternal resident of Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada. I think that's really the point. And I've been thinking about this as I've seen some of my friends or associates like that just like want to do Nirjana Bhajan. It's interesting. You know, there's definitely a push or a, let's say, some inclination to just say, goodbye, cruel world. Anyway, there's a song like that in the 1960s. To say goodbye, cruel world, and just like, yeah, it's time in life to enter into Nirjan Bhajan. And many Vaishnavas have done that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it, my understanding is an easy way to enter into the understanding of Krishna's intimate relationships is to continue doing one's service in the preaching mission, serving His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada till one leaves this world. And actually Srila Prabhupada showed us this example. I mean, that's Prabhupada's example for us, isn't it? He's the Acharya. And I'm not saying someone does something different, is doing something wrong. I mean, there's different tastes in devotional service. I just want an easy path myself. I'm not qualified to do Nirjan Bhajan, just sit there, because my mind will start thinking of computers, you know. Instead of counting sheep to get to sleep at night, I count microchips. So to me, it's very easy. You know, here's an eternal resident of Vrindavan, and I'm not going to speculate upon Prabhupada's ras or anything like that, but he's an eternal, and I'm serving him. So in essence, I'm doing and almost just like Raghunuga Bhakti. I'm not saying it's the same as Raghunuga Bhakti, but it has the same result. And that's what Prabhupada stressed, is deserve than desire. So, and Prabhupada indicated to us in the final days of his pastimes, he said, let me leave this world fighting on the battlefield like Arjuna, you know, like a fighter, a glorious death. So that's, to me, that's Prabhupada's mood. And whenever I internally ask Srila Prabhupada, you know, should I just like say goodbye, cruel world, Prabhupada internally chastises me and says, no, you're not allowed to do that. You should just keep serving me in the preaching mission, in my society, and then everything will be taken care of. So anyway, so that's my point. So we have about half a second for questions. Actually, more than half a second. Saved by the bell. Okay. Mask up.
The sound online is really low.
Really?
Yeah. Extremely difficult to hear.
Well, I have to set it higher. Jai! Sri Sri Radhagalukananda, Radhagalukananda Ki Jai. Thank you.
Adi Purusha Ramaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusha Ramaham Bhajami Govindam
Adi Purusha Ramaham Bhajami Veda Mantra Aravinda Daya Taksha Bhagavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundaram Kanta Pako Hikamaniya Nishesha Shobha
Somati nanana jabarunagura Gokula ranjanaka na Yasomati nanana prajabarunagura Gokula ranjanaka na Upivarana dhanama Dhanamana arakale andamana vinana Rupi parana dhanama dhanamana arakale andamana vinana Hamana harinam hamiyamilasa Vipina purandara navina garavara Ammala harina amya vilatsa Vipina purandara navina garavara Ammala harina amya vilatsa Vipina purandara navina garavara Vipina Purandara Navina Karabaramam Sivadana Zubasa Vipina Purandara Navina Karabaramam Sivadana Zubasa Vajrajana Palana Surakula Dasana Nana Guna Nakrakoye Allah Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara Sunana Nana Gopala Sunarana Gopala Jamuna Tata Chara Gopi Vasanara Ratsak Sika Kripa Maya Shirada Pallava Vrindavanata para bhakti venora sraya Shirana balava Vrindavanata para bhakti venora sraya Nana Brajavarandara Gokula Ranjana Kanna Gopi Purana Dana Madana Manavara Kariyatamana Vivana Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Panamahansa Paravidagacharya Osa Teda Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chatanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijaya Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijaya Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrindi Kijaya Namacharya Siddharidas Thakur Kijaya Premse Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rabbul Nichananda Shidwaid Gadat Ha Shivasidhi Gaur Bhaktavarinda Gajai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Shaim Kund Radhakunda Kiddi Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagadatha Sami Kijai Yamanamai Kijai Srimati Lasidev Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Gajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Buddhale Shri Mata Bhakti Padanta Swami Namas. Deisas Vateva Neva Seisas Nivadi Pasadatta Deis Charlie. So read the translation. Lord Krishna is the beloved son of Yashoda, transcendental lover in the land of Braja, the delight of Gokula, known by the name Kana, the wealth of the lives of the gopis, the attractor of Cupid, and the punisher of the serpent Kaliya. These pure holy names of Lord Hari are full of sweet nectarian pastimes. Lord of the 12 forests of Braja, ever youthful, the best of lovers, player of the flute, an excellent dresser, protector of the inhabitants of Braja, destroyer of demonic dynasties, keeper and tender of Nanda's cows, giver of pleasure to cows, land, and spiritual senses, husband of the goddess of fortune, butter thief and beautiful little coward boy of Nanda Maharaj, wanderer of Yamuna's riverbanks, thief of the garments of the gopis, enjoyer of the mellows of the rasa dance, very merciful lover and beloved of Sri Radha, the great dancer of Vrindavan and the only shelter of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Okay, Shikshashtaka.